That is some good gridiron sounding shit, ain't it?
God
reminds
bless NFL
me of those
films.
Progressive commercials.
Which ones? With Mayhem?
The one where that guy is drinking a gallon of milk, even though he's lactose intolerant.
Is that
and
Mayhem?
And they're going, chug, chug,
no,
chug,
no.
chug.
Is that?
It's
that
the faux. It's the faux throwback with what's her name?
Oh, Progressive.
Flow.
Okay.
Flow. Yeah.
The faux flow.
The faux flow. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Faux flow.
I was thinking of what's his name? Dean Winters
from 30 Rock.
Yes. Who? It's every 5 fucking seconds on the Reddit Today I Learned section now. Someone posts that he apparently had some weird disease a couple years ago that like ate several chunks of his body, and he's now missing toes
what?
And fingers and crap. Oh yeah,
that's my kind of content.
He had some. It's like that shit that happens sometimes when women get like a botched boob job or like they forget their tampon and they get the toxic shock
gosh.
Or whatever.
The TSS.
Yeah, and then they get the flipper hands and crap because all their fingers are gone. Yeah, he had some shit like that. I guess he forgot his tampon.
Jeez.
Anyhow, it is Papa's Football Podcast. I'm John Papa Giorgio, standing behind this piece of shit, pfpod.com. I'm joined today by Kelsey, what Butters Worth It?
Oh, so close. Yep.
I'll get it one of these days.
Butters / is Butter Worth It on Twitter, suffering a prolonged crisis of conscience and cognitive dissonance with this beautiful, beautiful, horrible game.
Prolonged crisis, better than prolapsed rectum.
Heyo.
And over there we have Howard Flood. Howard, plug yourself, sir.
I'm good to be back. I still need to fix my Twitter handle, so I got nothing to plug right now.
That is true. You can talk about your dog. How's that? You can plug your dog. You got a nice golden retriever of a dog.
That's Kaylee. Yeah. She's very friendly. If you see me on the street, she will want you to pet her.
Some all-American shit right there. Not like me with my two little queenie Russian cats.
That dog loves you, by the way.
It's a good dog, man.
Because you met my wife's best friend.
Yes, I did.
Kaylee's not as big a fan of staying with her. Whereas when I came back from Florida in May, Kaylee seemed so happy to be with you. Whereas like when I came back and picked her up from Dina's joint, that dog was so downtrodden from like 2 weeks with her. Whereas like a month with you, that dog was in heaven.
Maybe.
What do you think happened over there to make the dog downtrodden? Dogs like, don't get downtrodden easily.
What are all of these cans of peanut butter doing in the trash?
Oh. That's how you plug a dog.
No, I was just going to say, maybe it's like I don't wipe too well. So the dog's just like, I smell banh mi. I smell Pop-Tarts. And a sasson of pizza. This is delightful. This man eats horribly and doesn't cleanse well. This is just the best. Well, it is after week 17. We've passed Black Monday. There's all kinds of cool NFL firings. College football has come back from its goddamn, 6-week hiatus, 4-week hiatus. I'll never get how that sport works.
The hiatus has shortened now with the new playoff system.
A little bit. Yeah. They've shaved, 1 week off it or some crap?
Yeah, so, I mean, what happens is you have championship games first week of December, then there's the Army-Navy game the following Saturday.
Spoiler alert.
And then...
What's the spoiler? It's a shitty game between two
Army,
lousy teams?
The Army lost again, and mom comes from an Army family, and she gets very upset every year.
Every
and I'm like,
year.
Just lower your expectations.
Yeah, what the fuck? Why doesn't she just root against the Globetrotters?
Just don't
dummy?
Even watch.
See, I'll be real. My dad was in the Navy, and so like I watched that game from the other side, and I gotta say what screwed Army particularly the last few years was... I still, I'm never going to forget this. And I'm going to bring it up every year that Army loses. But y'all had a quarterback a couple years ago at the end of the game. His ass cried when they lost. And I'm just like, you just lost a football game and you're crying? I mean, I wouldn't take that from the Boise State quarterback. Why is someone who goes to a military academy expecting that he's going to go and lead men into battle when he's crying after a football game? You know you're not going to the NFL. Why is this the moment?
Maybe that qualifies him for military service, like that single Denzel tier.
Wasn't he graduating that year? And he like that they had a big graduating class. And
I guarantee anyone who was on the fence about like going to Army or Navy for football, if there's like this, because that you're recruiting from the same group of people who want to go to a military academy and play football. All those people decided to, anybody on the fence went to Navy like following that year, and it's just never been the same.
Navy's just cooler than Army. As a military unit, I would
Where
say.
Where do the Army people go? I know
around.
That Navy, you're at the Naval Academy in Annapolis, which
go
is like a really fun, drunken
West Point.
City.
You get the choice also.
It's New York.
Oh, I'm saying it's a shithole.
No, it's not. It's beautiful.
Oh,
in the
I'm
autumn.
Saying it's the dirtiest armpit.
They have a lake on campus that is nice to look at sometimes.
People that haven't been to New York will never comprehend how little of that state, I'm just going to say it, is civilized, and how most of it is just Kentucky North. It's a fucking garbage pit.
I visited.
And I say that having lost my virginity to a girl from upstate New York. I say that with all the love in the world. I've toured upstate. It's a scary fucking place, man.
Yeah, no, I mean, I didn't realize how much teenage pregnancy occurred in upstate New York till like I met a few people from there. I'm like, oh.
I almost contributed. Thank God she was quick with a hanger.
It really is like the eastern Kentucky of the North.
It is a it is a complete shithole. It is so, you will see more than one Confederate battle flag. Let's get it right.
Really?
Dude, the people up there are neck as shit. If you are anywhere, like maybe not in Buffalo. Like Buffalo is this little bastion. And you got Albany, which isn't like a complete turd, I guess, but really you're fucking Albany. Come on.
No, I've been to Albany and I've been to Buffalo. I do not like either of those places.
I've been to neither. What I know about Buffalo is they made a great viral video this week about one of their dumb shit drunk fans lighting himself on fire.
They do have fun fans.
Yeah, that's true.
They always fuck each other in the parking lot, and someone records it.
Being a Bills fan is the only way to survive in Buffalo.
How do you get it up when it's that cold?
I guess they've like, just adapted.
Like, I would have
superhuman.
The semi, and then the instant my pants actually opened up and that cold breeze hit my dick, it would be like back up to my belly button. I'd be like, wow, that would have been great. Do you want to bump the tox?
The answer is hard liquor. It's got to be hard liquor where you don't even notice the temperature.
I guess. Like, you shove your dick in the St. Bernard barrel.
Gross.
And then you're ready to go. You're like, thanks, exactly Beethoven. And he whoops back at you.
What a little pleasant Sunday that is. Getting blackout and fucking someone in a parking lot. Yeah. Sub-zero temps.
Charles Grodin just rides around on the back of Beethoven 56 or however many are fucking... They are down the family line at this point. Letting people shove their pricks into the little barrel. And do an anti-whiskey dick, I guess. All right. So, yeah, my impression of Buffalo is it has that and it has Rick James. Like, somewhere there was, like, a mansion complex that Rick James owned. And so it was just, like, distraught, disheveled women walking out of the front door. And then they caught, like, a Buffalo game. And then they went back to the rest of wherever the fuck they came from in upstate. And it was really just depressing.
I think I've mentioned this on your show before, but I lived in Toronto for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And... There's a bunch of people in Toronto who live in this great cosmopolitan city. It's one of the great cities of the world, right?
I've heard the strippers are stunning.
So when you go to, when you live in Toronto, a lot of people who live there have only been to two American cities.
Okay.
Buffalo's really close.
Sure.
And Detroit is on the other side of Ontario and Michigan. And so when I told people in Toronto... that I was from DC, you could see like many of their faces light up and they'd just be like, tell me about it. Cause they're like, I've kind of only seen the parts that really aren't what people say make America great.
Oh, two post-industrial shitholes.
Yeah. So there are many people in Canada, especially Ontario, who are just like, I've heard things about America being great, but I've been to Buffalo and Detroit.
And it's not.
These are not nice
places.
Yeah.
No, that'd be like me learning about Australia by going inside a Mad Max movie. Like,
pretty much.
Just a post-apocalyptic shitholes, yeah.
Pretty overstimulating.
How often do you Australians throw a boomerang and chop off your own fingers?
No, seriously, Albany is infinitely worse than Buffalo. Albany is just the biggest shithole I've ever had to, like, endure time in.
Really?
Yeah. It was terrible.
And you've been in rooms with me. All right.
Albany's fucking awful.
You heard it here first. I just know in general that upstate New York sucks, but Albany is the nexus of this.
It's where dreams go to die. Schenectady.
I have actually been there. I have fucking been to Schenectady or whatever the fuck it is. And Fort Plain. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, Schenectady. I have been there.
My dick.
And yeah, I was just like, oh, it's like you're acting like Manassas is a real city. I fucking hate it. Take
Man-ass
me home.
Ass.
Sex is not worth this. Get me home now. So do you want to do college football, you kids?
This is actually the Papa's Geography podcast that you're all experiencing right now.
It is. We have a killer Carmen Sandiego segment coming up.
Well, as everyone knows, I'm a Georgia fan, and we...
No one knows that, but you said it now.
Maybe like one person knows, and I'm just going to proceed.
Okay.
We won the Tax Slayer Bowl against Penn State.
What, is it really called that?
Yep. It sure is.
Does college football have any shame when it comes to bowls? Like, do you not at a certain point you're not a whore for money.
I think the Tax Slayer one is actually the absolute
worst.
What
the fuck is Tax Slayer?
Not a
fun way
to... I don't
even know
the
product.
It's a TurboTax competitor.
It's embarrassing is what
they got to have a bowl game.
Well, it makes sense because they can actually make money off of the advertising since this is the time that people have to start paying their taxes.
But like,
for
when
last
the
year.
Fuck is it just going to be like porn companies, like the Dog Fart Bowl and the Bang Bros Network?
Hey, we
bowl.
Would be perfect for the Dog Fart Bowl because you know.
Hey, you know the Fiesta Bowl was sponsored by Battle Frog this year. That was weird.
Is that like a one of those shitty apps that has Kate Upton and
no.
her tits shilling it?
It's one of these kind of startup. Fitness, outdoor fitness, like alternatives to the triathlon where people just do these obstacle courses over like a set number of miles. It's some sort of weird combination of obstacle course, triathlon, and marathon. It's bizarre.
Nothing screams Iron Man like a frog.
I just don't understand how that became the corporate sponsor for one of the major bowls. It was weird.
Bizarre.
That thing's barely been around. Most people were like, what is Battle Frog? I had to Google it myself.
I mean, like, I was ashamed when it was the fucking Tostitos Bowl and crap like that. But I'm mortified that the Redskins play in the, you know, fucking FedEx Field. Like, I just think it's hoary to sell out names like that, but they don't give a shit. They're
somewhere
just
there's,
do
like,
it.
A Smoothie King stadium of some sort. I mean, it's gotten bad out
like,
there.
Like, you guys, yeah, in college it at least used to be, well, there still is, like, the Rose Bowl, the Cotton Bowl, and that kind of shit.
Orange.
Some. Orange, yeah. That has, like, a real cool name, I guess. I mean, at least it isn't hoard out. But it's what
well
now everything is it's like what if you're not one of the New Year's Day bowls or like the bowls that are New Year's and after those have the good names still like those are the non-horde bowls right
I mean there's still some that have like a tradition like the Sun Bowl is a crappy bowl but it's still the Sun Bowl because it's been that way since 1938
because no James Bond villain has figured out how to monetize and sell the sun yet that's it
well no there's
is Sun Microsystems
there's a corporate
wait
sponsor.
It might actually be yeah it might be Sun. The Java people.
No, it's some garbage ass product. I don't think it's like Diamond Walnut or whatever, but no, they have a terrible basically you keep the name of the older bowls, like the Peach Bowl is Chick-fil-A now.
Oh Jesus.
So
that's horrible.
Some of the
man.
Names stick around, but like with
we
these new bowls.
Upon ourselves. We buy the products.
Like Tax Slayer. I mean it's just what was it before? Was that Music City? Like I don't even know which one that was.
Or Pinstripe or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's
like
all stupid.
Some of the recent ones, they're just like, why do we even pretend that this has a tradition? Like we came up with this in the '90s to make more money. Let's just like give it to the corporate sponsor.
They're all that old? I thought like some of these bullshit bowls were made like 5 years ago.
Yeah, that's
some
a
of them
bullshit
were.
Name. Okay.
I don't know about Tax Slayer.
Yeah,
I
someone that doesn't care about college
care
ball.
To find out.
I laugh at all these bowls. Like, they were mostly shit gameplay this year, from what I gather.
A lot of blowouts. Yep.
And I guess to make way for, what, their Thanksgiving breaks and that shit, there's like a 3 to 4 week, cessation in play between the end of the season and then your bowl game, which I'll never get.
It was traditionally an exhibition. It was not really even supposed to count towards a national championship. It was just, we're going to get two teams together on New Year's Day, and while everybody's kind of hanging out at home,
we'll make these kids play.
I guess
shits and gigs.
Even before television, it was really the sort of thing that
like Rocky taking on Thunder Lips.
It was a great excuse for people on their like winter holiday to go like south to a warm place to watch their alma mater play football.
Oh,
but a
wow.
good team, a good team, not like.
And then we went all America on
Penn
it.
State.
And we did this where now it counts for everything and there's like this huge dissection of who makes it. We can really never be chill in this country, can we? Like I'll watch even World Cup. And even at the World Cup, when it comes to like stoppage time,
yeah.
They're like, 4 minutes. You know, they kind of timed it out, but there might have been like 4 minutes 23 seconds. There might have been 3 minutes 37 seconds. Even in the fucking World Cup, they're able to be like even when that time runs out, it isn't like, oh my God, 4 minutes, blow my whistle. It's like 4 minutes, another second or two. What the fuck? Let's see if anything happens. All right, blow the whistle. We are just so uniquely anal in this country.
Yeah, it's weird.
With our little camera angles and pylon cameras and all that shit. So wait, the football, so what I walked away with for college, at least, was there's like a new playoff system that...
Second year.
New-ish.
Yeah, yeah. It's like Howard said, it's in its second year. You said newish. That also counts. We had the top four teams played on New Year's Eve this year. because college football, as you were saying, Butterbean, say it. I got it.
They got greedy.
They got greedy, and they wanted to make New Year's Eve a college tradition.
Yeah, because the NBA has Christmas Day.
Yes.
And the NFL has Thanksgiving. And so now, oh, cash grab for New Year's Eve Day. No, you idiots. That's, as you said, the one day a year that we aren't watching television because we're trying to get fucked up.
Yeah.
And pretend like we accomplished something in the past 365 days.
It's the one time of year it's not cool to just sit on your fat ass and you go out and you have to watch horrible television. I went to a party. I guess that's what you'd call four people who are acting like they're at a party. I mean, it wasn't just literally the hostess there. There was one other person, so that counts. And we watched Anderson Cooper and Kathy Griffin, which was fucking, like, I don't know how that was television.
I mean, by the way, I went to a party and convinced the hostess to let me watch the Alabama-Michigan State game. So while I realize that a lot of people are complaining about, like, Alabama-Michigan State being on, at 8 o'clock. And, you know, the game got pretty close to midnight, so it was really hard for a lot of people to catch that.
What were they thinking? Honestly,
that game was a blowout. That game sucked. So, like,
of course.
I realized that people are handicapping this after the fact. Like, I couldn't watch it. And I'm like, there was nothing to watch.
Even though we got Kirby Smart.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
He was their defensive coordinator at Bama, and he's the new head coach at Georgia because we fired our head coach of 15 years, which has just put me in a real fugue state for the past month.
I know
or so.
What those are.
That was a mistake. I love Mark Richt.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He cares about, I mean, we could talk all day about this.
So my wife went to Miami, so I'm telling you, Georgia will not recruit anybody out of the state of Florida. Like,
no.
Going forward,
hell
you guys
no.
are done. Like, that was such a mistake.
Yeah, and there's a decent pool of talent down there.
He's been recruiting a ton of kids from down there because he went to Miami.
He's
so.
Fantastic at recruiting. That was one of his best things, was he knows how to convince someone, like, I will guide you through college. I will be
I am
your
a trustworthy
friend, your mentor.
Old white man.
The knock on him is,
but he actually was. And we let him go.
The knock on him is like X's and O's and game management, I would say.
Yeah, like he's not fired up enough. He can't win the big game. He's lost control of the team. That's what everyone, like, no, he hasn't. You guys just have nothing else
to talk
about.
Are we talking
about
Tom Coughlin here? What?
No, but he's now, dude, he gets to coach Miami. It's like one of the sweetest gigs in college football,
and
where you just you get
QB
to live
there.
In Coral Gables.
So wait, the Georgia coach got axed, and now he's at Miami?
Yeah.
Where he played QB in the 80s.
Oh, so
he was the backup for Jim Kelly in
no
college.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So wait, you said at the U, right?
He's at the U, was at Georgia.
Okay, where Jimmy Johnson coached and like
yes.
won a billion national championships because he's like, we're
he
going to tap in.
He only won one.
I think it was one, right?
Yeah. But he lost like three games in 4 years, something crazy like that. He just kept losing one game that prevented him from getting a title.
Mostly
for three
thanks to
seasons,
Herschel,
yeah.
though, to be fair.
Actually, it wasn't against Herschel, was it? I think that was you guys. Well, I'm sorry, not you guys, but that was Penn State.
What
that
do you
kept
mean,
getting,
you people?
A face full of
Hirsch.
Yeah. He was a man.
All right. The college playoffs were complete disaster ratings wise this year, down something like 15%, I believe.
Something astronomical.
Well, here's the problem.
In the TV ratings.
It's the Rose Bowl, because the Rose Bowl is the granddaddy of them all. It's been around since like 1920 something or earlier. I think it might be even earlier, like 1923. They insisted that their game will always be played January 1st.
As they should.
You're not going to put the college playoffs on January 1st. And so everybody else decided, instead of moving it to Saturday on January 2nd, they moved it to December 31st.
Well, fuck them. That's what I say.
I guess the thing is, and I know it's hypocrisy, there's a certain point where the colleges are like, hey, if you want the full package for like every year that we do this, you have to accept that sometimes we do things because we've been doing it this way and we're not-for-profit institutions. This money is just going back to like school endowments, and it's for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So really, like, we're not going to do things for ESPN. We're going to do things for our kids. And that's why, and the alumni, really. I guess whatever it is about like bowl games on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, they're very inflexible because there's a bunch of old white guys who've donated a lot of money to schools like Oklahoma State. And really, every major powerhouse, like Alabama. Do you know how Alabama gets all its money now?
Mm-mm.
Bear Bryant's son. just funnels money out of the insurance industry.
Nothing.
You're such a weird guy.
What'd you say?
I said back Bryant. She said Bear Bryant.
Oh, God.
No, I mean, it's just there's so much money that just gets funneled in from like old rich white guys who remember football in the 60s.
Was it segregated?
Back when America was great.
before the Negroes were allowed to play in the South. Yeah.
Oh, man. So like the rushing record was like 55 yards a game. Fair enough. So who is left? Who are the two teams? There's a national championship yet to be decided, right? Am I wrong on this?
Alabama and the Clemson?
Clemson Tigers.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. So, I'll be watching that with rapt attention. Actually, I probably will. I don't know.
It's going to be like a Monday Night Football game. You should watch it.
Yeah, what the fuck? Is it tonight?
No.
Okay.
It's, wait.
Today is a Wednesday.
Is it?
Sure is. I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
It's on Monday.
All righty.
Yikes.
Well, that was terrifying. I am dying, I guess. Let's talk about the football I care about, NFL football. And the season has ended. Your postseason is set. That was the sexiest Sunday we've had in a while. I know that the NFL has done its best to make Week 17 matter by making every game Week 17 a in-division game. So, like, all NFC East teams play each other, etc.
Yeah.
And
such a circle jerk.
Why? Just shut the fuck up. Why? Why? Why would you say that?
The glass has been shattered for me.
Why is that? Why can't you believe in the one thing America still does right?
I can't have fun anymore.
Yeah, it's a bummer. What happened?
I don't know.
Who hurt you?
The NFL did.
Oh, man.
The Not For Ladies League. Heyo.
I loved it. It was, I can't remember the last time there was there was a lot of playoff jockeying left to do on Sunday. I'll put it that way. I don't want to act like fucking 10 teams are on the bubble trying to get in, because in the NFC, it was completely determined who was in, and the AFC was like, if 512 things go right, the Colts make it in, but otherwise they don't.
It was hard to get excited about the AFC South race just because the Colts are terrible, and if they like back their way in the playoffs, they would have lost. Houston actually does have a chance to win their game again.
Did Houston
Kansas
get
City.
In at 8-8?
9-7.
They're 9-7 too.
But
okay.
They won, I think they were like 7-1 to end the season. Like second half of the season.
Oh, they've been
killer.
On a fucking tear. Yeah. They've been kicking some ass, man.
And KC's won 10 in a row. So that's going to be a hype wild card game.
Yeah. I actually have to do some bullshit that got scheduled this Saturday, and I'm livid because it is during the Steelers Cincinnati game. And like, who the fuck doesn't want to see Marvin Lewis cry?
That game to me is a dice roll because you got to remember, the Steelers got swept by the Ravens this year. Like, this is
weird,
is such a Jekyll
shit.
And Hyde team.
Like, that's some absolute, you know, like, not even divisional opponent, divisional rival, your blood foe.
Yeah.
It's like, just one of those games Flacco wasn't even there.
It's like the...
That's brutal.
Yeah, but it's Cincinnati in the postseason. You got it. You don't have to lisp it out.
I read Shakespeare.
I did too. Well, no, I take that back, but I did watch that Baz Luhrmann movie.
The one with the guy who looks like Zac Efron?
I don't know. I was talking about the Romeo and Juliet movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, there we go. We'll just move. We'll just keep going and nod
Fair
and
enough.
Smile and do the little.
I didn't think a lot of Week 17 was that compelling, was it? I mean, you had the Packers.
Okay,
playing
the Sunday
the
night game was insane. The Packers Vikings game.
It was poorly played, but it was important.
Yeah, it was important, and it had a pretty cool finish.
Yeah, that's true.
With Teddy Bridgewater and his little girl gerbil hands dropping the ball. It almost cost him.
I love the fumble return for a touchdown. That was a great play.
That was cool to watch. The 4 p.m. games were a little... I'm trying to remember. I know Arizona...
You did not enjoy that as much as me, because you know me. I'm a big... supporter of any team that Russell Wilson plays for. So right now, the Seahawks...
How can you? Have you not seen the fucking Macklemore ad?
What are you talking about?
No. Oh, my God. Okay, so there's these...
Don't ruin this for me.
There are these horrible... I think it's Bose. I could be wrong. Like, Bose ambient music ads that they've been playing throughout the season. And I know of two. And the first is, like, J.J. Watt in his locker.
I love J.J.
And there's, like... this fucking, like, fat hybrid country rock band singer and the rest of his band
And I've seen that one.
You ready for this game, son? And it's like the guy is supposed to be intimidating J.J. Watt. And then like he breaks a fucking guitar in front of him. And I'm like, you fucking out of shape, Lynyrd Skynyrd-looking son of a bitch. Like, what the? You're pumping J.J. Watt up? This guy, this mound of gristle and steroid? And you're fucking lazy ass?
Hey, he's not on steroids.
Looking like Turd Van Zandt? You're supposed to pump him up? Fuck that shit. So there's another one, I believe, for the same company. And it's like Russell Wilson dangling his tootsies in the pool. And it just keeps cutting back to Macklemore. And it's like, whose pool is this? It's Russell Wilson's pool. Bad man coming through. Smell that air? That's Russell Wilson's air. I'm like, what, are you just bust ass or some shit? And it is it's like fucking Russell Wilson is already accused of being too goddamn white. Isn't that the whole shtick that like Marshawn Lynch led the black half of the team and Russell Wilson had the honky half of the team?
That's ridiculous.
And so then he's got the rap music. Like, he's got fucking Macklemore.
You didn't hear that he earned his black car this year because he was dating Ciara. And everybody was like,
you mean,
damn.
And not having sex with her? I've had as much sex with his girlfriend as he has.
Racial identity is a complex thing.
Are you sure?
Yeah. They're like prattling on about how he's like Christian, so he's not going to bang her until they get married.
He's already divorced, though.
Yeah, so he's had like sex once.
And Tim Tebow, Miss America or whatever girlfriend broke up with him because she was like, oh, I guess he was serious that we weren't going to have
sex.
About
not
I thought that
giving
was
me
just
none.
A joke or something.
Oh, God. Can you imagine being the poor woman dating that? Like, he's all fit and attractive. He's like, no, please. You can kiss my nipples. That's it. Like, oh, you're just thinking, you fucking mo. Look at all I'm packing.
By the way, he beat Ben Roethlisberger in a wild card game. So I'm telling you, like, the Steelers.
Still one of my favorite playoff moments of all time.
Not that scary. Like, someone to be concerned with.
Well, they've been
on
a fucking insane tear or some shit. I haven't really paid attention, but like,
they lost to Baltimore like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, but they were, I thought, in the first couple weeks of the season, looking just butt awful. And all of a sudden, they're in the playoffs. So it's something.
They came back, but they had to rely on the Bills to eliminate the Jets for them.
Yes, they
did. The other thing. They almost
didn't
make it.
They were not masters of their own destiny. Yeah.
So they have a new lease on life. They could absolutely make the Super Bowl. Any Steelers fans out there, I will tell you, the Rapisberger could find his way to the main stage once again.
He absolutely could. I mean, I don't want them to win. Don't get me wrong. I actually like Cincinnati. I've always said this.
Yeah.
When I was a kid and I was eating at Baskin Robbins all the time to cultivate this physique of mine. They had ice cream out of little football helmets, and I was like, Redskins be damned. I want the Tiger helmet, whatever the fuck that is. Give me the Tony the Tiger helmet. And then years later, I realized that was a Cincinnati Bengals helmet. And
they
was
were
like,
good
you know
when
what?
We were little.
The branding starts early.
Yeah. Who was their Hitler Youth looking? Boomer?
Boomer
theirs? Yeah. Okay.
And then Sam Weish was the head coach. They were in the Super Bowl. They were constantly in the playoffs whenever they
were. Who the fuck? They lost to the Niners, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Final drive.
Ugh, that has to hurt.
They had
the
lead
mother.
2 minute warning.
Ah!
NFL Films actually has audio of Sam Weish saying when they scored a touchdown to take the lead with 2 minutes left, it's too much time on the clock. And then, of course, Joe Montana drives for the game winning score.
Ugh.
He just said, we left too much time on the clock for the 49ers to work with. He was really upset about it. And yes, they lost.
Ah, Jesus. That's just. That's almost as infuriating as the Macklemore Russell Wilson ad.
Hey, listen, Macklemore's from Seattle. I think it's just a ploy to get Russell Wilson's more like local advertising money. I'm cool with it. I'm telling you, Russell Wilson turned that 4 o'clock game on Sunday into a demolition derby.
Fucking bloodbath.
I enjoyed every second of it.
Why? I love Bruce Arians and his stupid little Chippendale beanie.
I don't dislike the Cardinals, but I'm picking Seattle.
It scared
Seattle.
The shit out of me because, you wanted. I fucking hate Seattle. I wanted to think that they weren't that good a squad. They did what they did last year where, like, the first 6 weeks or so, they're just pulling on their dicks. 0-2, 2-2, 2-4. And you're like, this is finally the year they eat shit. And then about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I fucking look up and I'm like, oh, my God, they are in line for, like, wild card slot 2, and there's no one who's even really going to give them a run. It was like Tampa Bay was one game behind. I was like, do I expect Lovie Smith, that fucking pud, to catch them? So shit, no.
I'm picking Seattle to play in the Super Bowl again.
Ugh, I kind of am too, and it turns my fucking stomach. Hold on, I think I found the ad. Oh, yeah.
There he is. Look at that bad man getting his smoothie on. Bad man getting his feet wet. Who's that bad man getting his feet wet? This is Russell Wilson country. And this, Russell Wilson air.
Ew.
You see that? Whose bird is that?
That's Russell Wilson's bird. It's me.
That was one of the most homoerotic things I've ever experienced.
Yeah. Yeah. Whose dick is that? That's Russell Wilson's dick.
And getting his dick wet.
Yeah, exactly. Gaping out that white boy. There you go. Can you still root for him? Can you still root for him?
Absolutely.
Look me in that. You are
all the way
garbage.
To his second Super Bowl ring.
Oh, my God. Maybe. Will that be what he proposes to Sierra with?
See that ring? That's Russell Wilson's ring. Oh, smell that? That's his used jockstrap.
Yeah. See that shit? That's Russell Wilson's shit. Flush it. Oh my God, so dumb. I hate that ad. That is the worst campaign I've seen in a long time. I'd rather see 18 dick pill commercials again than that.
Can I ask you, though, like, when we look at the wild card weekend, it doesn't seem like Minnesota has much of a chance right now in anybody's mind against the Seahawks.
Minnesota?
I am not. I'm sorry. Like, I don't count Minnesota out against them. This might be like famous last words, but they're at home. And the older I get, the more I'm just like, hey, you don't have to have an elite quarterback. Like, is your line on both sides good? Yeah, not bad.
Do you have the game.
Adrian Peterson? Yes. Okay, crazy shit can happen then.
The game is won in the trenches.
Thanks, boss man.
I'm not going to say it's impossible, but I've yet to hear anybody like go out on a limb and just say, no, Minnesota's winning this. Most people are like, oh, it's going to be tough for them.
I mean, Seattle looked fucking amazing last week because everyone was jerking their pricks. Anyone who wanted to be like, oh, look at my football knowledge, which, by the way, if you listen to anyone pontificate on sports at any time, all they'll ever do is regurgitate what the fuck happened last week and act like we saw this coming a long time, folks. So, up until last week, everyone, and I mean everyone, was like, yeah, fuck it. The Cards are 13-2, but the Panthers are, you know, Panthers are 14-1, but the Cards, they're the real deal. And then the Cards get curb stomped by Seattle. I mean, like 15 minutes in, that shit is over.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, you know what? I have some question marks when it comes to Arizona. Shut the fuck up. Last week, you couldn't, you know, keep it out of your mouth, Bruce Arians' name enough.
Sounds like genius. Someone's throwing stones at your glass.
Yeah.
And there's a crack forming. You see the illusion.
I feel more than likely the Cardinals are not going to face Seattle in the second round because I think Seattle's going to be the wild card team that wins and goes to play Carolina, whereas I think the Redskins are probably going to beat Green Bay based on what we've seen recently out of that team.
Completely not Homer about it. I think so too. Like, if we're going to do 10 seconds of dick tugging when it comes to America's team, your Washington Redskins, Kirk Cousins walked out on that field and did some like Brady in the preseason shit. Like Brady in game three, where it's just like touchdown one, touchdown two, touchdown three, the first quarter's over. Goodbye, folks. I mean, yeah. It was a wonder to behold. Now, the Cowboys have sucked shit this season. I think...
As have the Packers.
Packers have been very uneven.
It's just, that was a bye week for the Redskins, whereas Green Bay was playing for the division and lost.
Yes.
Like, there's a big difference in that.
Redskins walked out and hung up 24 points with, like, I want to say 18 minutes total into the game.
Yeah, the goal at that point was just to stay healthy. It didn't matter what they did to their seeding.
Yeah. And honestly, they would have been better off losing because then you would have knocked Dallas out of the top five for drafts. But you don't want to like go into the playoffs with your tail between your legs.
Yeah,
exactly. And I mean, again, a shit team, but you shamed them like it really
in an exhibition. You're just like, hey, this is great. We're going to the playoffs. What are you guys doing next week? You're going to be watching us on TV, aren't you?
Fucking insane. Like it was play the level of which you just don't see out of the Redskins that often. Like Kirk Cousins, man, again, not doing a lot of Homer dick jerking here, but Kirk Cousins, I want to say since the You Like That game,
yeah,
has been, is it like 23 touchdowns, 3 picks? Like fucking insane.
Great numbers, yeah.
Yeah, like top 4 or 5 quarterback in the league type numbers.
I'm just saying, like, I don't even want to talk about the Redskins as far as like prognosticating who wins that game. In the wild card round, I just look at how poorly Green Bay has been playing.
Well, they started
recently
6-0 And I think what their last 10, they were like 4-6. They ended the season 10-6, I believe.
So really, to me, I think the key matchup is going to be the pass rush for the Redskins. If they can get after Aaron Rodgers, I don't see Green Bay having much of a shot in this game.
I mean, I don't. They just ever since who the fuck did they lose? Jordy Nelson?
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah. Like ever since he was out, they look like shit.
The prodigal white son.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, it's just that age-old saying, once you lose your fast, elusive, white wide receiver, it all goes downhill.
That ancient saying.
Yeah.
I will say, though, so if we're looking ahead, though, to that second round, I mean, really, I think Seattle can beat either Carolina or Arizona.
Fuck yes.
I don't care who they play.
I mean, they kind of just displayed that with one of those two teams.
Yeah, but I mean, like, let's say they play Carolina.
Sure.
How confident are you that Cam Newton can lead
Carolina? Oh, wait. Oh, shit. Hold on. Who did you say again?
Scam Newton.
There you go. We had to play this because apparently Cam Newton had gasped a child out of wedlock. This also works with
child's
Adrian.
Name? Chosen.
Oh my
Chosen
god.
Newton.
What that is horrifying.
Was it like one of Prince's girlfriends in the 80s? What the fuck? Chosen?
I saw a picture of the kid. That kid is looking half white. I think Cam needs to ask his girlfriend some questions.
Oh, Cam's chick was black?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. When you said he was having a kid, I just assumed a biracial child. Like Dwight Howard. Like, have you seen Dwight Howard's collection of baby mamas?
His like, collection?
Yeah. I mean, it just looks like a bunch of like Cornhuskers cheerleaders or some shit.
Maybe I'm wrong. I thought I saw some pictures of her.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I picture Cam Newton with a white chick. I'm sorry. I just do. That's kind of like what
His
you get when you.
Success just angers me to no end.
Well, speaking of white chicks,
you gotta died in that car crash.
Wow. All right. On par with my comment.
A lot of not fans in Carolina, I'm presuming they're white and old because they actually wrote letters to the editor of the Charlotte Observer.
Jesus.
They were really upset about Cam not marrying his girlfriend first.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm going to Google Cam.
Oh, no,
girlfriend.
Our morals.
Yeah. I got a great letter from Patricia Broderick right here. Congratulations will be in order if he had been a man enough to marry the mother of his child and make a home.
All right, she is fairly light. Quite the dumper on her, though. Wait. Oh shit, you're here. Hey, sorry about
that. No, Butters. Please go on.
You weren't supposed to hear that. Yeah, she kind of looks like Reggie Miller in a wig. She just got that coloring.
Can you turn the monitor my way?
Well, I can. Will it shut off? Probably.
She's pretty.
Yeah, she is.
Could you do better?
She's wife pretty.
That's the test. By critiquing some famous person.
You know, I always feel when you go outside of your race, you have a puncher's chance at something really good.
I don't like if think you, that's if you, how that works.
If you go with like another white girl, they just know like, you know, you're like a white 4 or 5 or whatever. And I'm like a white 8. This isn't happening.
But like, then you become the exotic one in
yeah,
the relationship.
Kinda, yeah, you can roll the dice. Like you can just find a black girl's into white guys. She's like, hey, a white guy.
And sure. So you're saying that the person who just gave birth to Cam Newton's son.
Yes.
You probably have a shot at her.
Not
or someone
her.
Similar.
I mean, she might be into brothers.
She might introduce
Cam.
You to her cousin, though.
She
yeah, exactly.
Might also be into highly successful and rich NFL quarterbacks.
Well, there's that, which is not boding well for me in this scenario. I'm just saying I have seen more than one knockout Asian chick on the arm of a disgusting troll of a white man.
She may
Shit
have
happens.
Been purchased online.
There is that. There is that.
White men have been known to do that.
And sometimes we do it without the purchasing part. I've paid attention to the South. What? Yeah, so I don't know, man. I'm just saying, if you are not an attractive white guy, go outside the race. You might be surprised.
And also, you may be enlightened and just see the world in a better way and stuff. I don't
that
know.
That too. I think that counts as our uplifting message for the episode.
Excuse me.
That is where
tolerance.
You, exactly. That's when you got the Libbies off our back.
But let's talk about Cam's performance on the field. Does he have a shot to win a playoff game? Let's not even talk about the NFC. win a playoff game.
Yeah, I'm not going to be one of those guys that like questions his heart or whatever the fuck. He seems to have played really well this year. I mean,
he's probably the MVP this year.
Yeah, exactly. Like he has like a billion. He just tied Steve Young's rushing touchdown record, and he's been in the league for like what, 4 or 5 weeks now.
I don't think he has enough.
It's been impressive.
I don't think there's enough on offense to help him overcome Seattle.
I'll give you that. I think their wideouts are kind of shit. Because they lost, like, their main dude, right, a while ago? I forgot.
Yeah, Kelvin Benjamin.
There you go. Yeah, and they're down to, like, Ted Ginn, I think it is, who reminds me of Ted McGinley.
And Jericho Cotchery, otherwise, like, a has-been number three receiver.
He's
their leading receiver.
And Ginn's got shit hands. Like, he drops balls left and right.
Ginn's the deep threat. Basically, he's supposed to stretch the defense, but you can count on him to not catch it usually.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you will see him get open and drop a ball that would have been a touchdown, and your fucking heart will die.
It's just, you can't expect Newton to do what he did in college, where it's just like, he's the man playing with boys, bowling over people. This is the NFL. I don't think he can do that in the playoffs.
No, not so much, but they, defensively, they're a solid team. Who the fuck is their white dude?
That's the real
question. You know what I'm talking about, Luke? Do they have Kuechly? Yeah, Luke Kuechly, whatever his kraut name is.
I wonder if Seattle can expose that defense. I know they played great all year, but Russell Wilson is on a different planet.
Everyone is tugging their dicks that Marshawn Lynch is coming back. I don't think that's a good thing, man. Russell Wilson.
Oh, you got to understand, like, Pete Carroll's a pretty good coach. Marshawn Lynch is coming back initially as like a third down back. He's not going to be the starter.
Yeah, see, I'm saying there's a lot of drama apparently between Lynch and Wilson, and like with Lynch gone, Wilson has suddenly been like, I run this bitch now.
You gotta understand, like, the running backs who replaced Marshawn Lynch have been playing awesome.
They've been doing great. Yeah. But I'm saying just his presence there can fuck shit up.
Wasn't the drama like someone's girlfriend, and then there was a thing on Twitter that got deleted? Is that the drama?
You've described that's a different, every drama in the last three
that's
years.
True.
Different player that's no longer on Seattle's roster.
Who? Which one was it?
That was Golden.
Golden?
Garbage
Golden.
Anymore.
Yeah, that was a couple.
And even that was bogus, because according to Golden, it did not go down the way it was reported.
He's like, she just blew me, dude.
It somehow never does.
But no, I'm saying, like, Marshawn Lynch is no longer in the same type of leadership position that he was before, because, you know, everybody can count on him for that Beastquake moment again in the playoffs, but they can see that they have two other really good running backs who can take them to the Super Bowl and beyond.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. As someone that hates Seattle, I don't like what happened when he left, because they've shown that, like, as he bitches about his back and all that shit, my neck, my back, they don't need him.
The critical need there is Russell Wilson. They can't win without him. So
Russell Wilson has put up some insane numbers since Lynch went down. Like, league crazy. What he was their first, the Seahawks' first 4,000-yard passer. I mean, all these fucking passing records are falling. It just doesn't matter. Yeah. It's a joke now to see that shit go down. But it's still, it's testament to what he's doing in the league today.
Yeah, what's strange to me is a
4,000-yard passer.
Wilson's been playing better since Jimmy Graham went down. Where Jimmy Graham's an all-pro tight end, but he just never fit in the Seattle offense. And he's been playing great ever since, like,
another thing I hate about Seattle. They piss away their first-round picks on all these fucking shit trades that don't work out.
And I still don't understand why New Orleans even gave him up in the first place. Was that ever explained?
He cost a lot of money.
Yeah, that was part of it. And it was also, they got a Pro Bowl center out of it, which is, they really needed a better offensive line. So
yeah, and what's his tits is getting old.
What's his tits?
Oh, Breeze, yeah.
Yeah, Breeze is like, what, 2 years behind Peyton or something?
You know how you shrink when you age?
It's true.
He was already not a great height to start out with, so he's just beep, beep, beep.
His spine is compressing with each hit. Each hit knocks a vertebrae out. Like a game of Tetris. So, yeah, our Saturday games are the two AFC games, which is weird. I thought they always staggered it AFC, NFC, right?
I think they can change.
Can they? Okay, yeah. It's Chiefs Texans 4:35 Eastern, and I guess we are all, who's picking what in this one? Let's do that. The pick'ems. The Chiefs are going to the Texans.
You go first, man. I know you love Andy Reid.
Yeah, I do. Got a big heart on for his walrus mustache. I'm gonna pick Andy. Fucking make it 11. I'm sorry. The Texans, like, yes, good defense. They beat the Skins this year, right?
I don't remember. I don't watch Skins games. It's a waste of time.
Okay, maybe it was last year. I'm pretty sure they did it again. And I was like, God damn it, they don't even have a quarterback, for fuck's sake. But yeah, I'm picking the Chiefs, man. I'm sorry. Like, Texans, yeah, they're on fire, but they're in a shit division.
It's a road game. I don't know. They've been playing really well. I think Houston's been playing really well, and it's a road game for Kansas City. So I think that's a tough one to call in general. Those are two hot teams. It's going to hopefully be a great game, but I'm actually going to go with Houston.
Okay.
I refuse to participate because, as they say, that's why they play the game. I feel like we've been here forever.
You don't. What? You mean in the studio?
Or, you know, on Earth.
Are you hungry?
No.
Is your blood sugar low?
Nah.
All right. Well, we'll do the pickies.
Chiefs.
There you go.
Yeah. I have nothing to back that up with.
All right. And then Steelers versus Bengalis.
To me, that's a tough one to predict because I don't know who's going to play quarterback for Cincinnati at this point.
I think even if you get in the red rifle, like his little thumb might be gimpy. I didn't get a chance to watch McCarron play at all. Supposedly he's doing all right.
He's doing better, but he's still got some boneheaded play left in him. So
yeah, I mean, it was like Brock Osweiler or whatever is also doing all right, and then he got his fucking ass yanked 2 weeks later.
I don't think McCarron can solve that Pittsburgh defense.
Has it been good? I thought Pittsburgh for a long time had weirdly enough been an offense team.
I still don't think McCarron can solve even the remnants of that once great Pittsburgh defense.
Okay.
So I cannot pick a team led by McCarron to win.
I mean, if McCarron's starting, they will lose. I will say that. How about you, Butters?
I'm going to go with Cincinnati, and there will be at least two concussions in the game.
I like how she picks. That's some craziness. Seattle at Vikings, Sunday, 1:05 p.m.
I like slam dunk. Russell Wilson, baby, all the way to the Super Bowl.
I'm going to go Vikings, just to be a contrarian.
You always pick against Seattle.
I do, and I always lose, except for that Super Bowl last year.
Oh, I'm also going to go with Seattle, and I'm going to say there's going to be one DUI scandal between now and the game for someone on one of those teams.
Any predictions that are McLemore-ic in nature?
Just that he's going to continue putting out shit music forever.
I think he's the voice of your generation, actually. But
I hope not.
He's your Bob Dylan.
He's really a poet. Don't pay attention to his voice. It's about the words.
Oh, he's fucking bad. He's so bad. And I don't mean that in like 80s cool black guy way. He sucks.
We're all picking the Redskins, right?
Yeah. Except for this traitor, right? She's actually like a Packers person.
Yeah, I was raised a Packers fan despite growing up in Arlington. Can't really explain it. I have a very old cheese head in my closet that is actually getting moldy like real cheese would.
Nice.
Yeah, it smells funky. But I think the Skins are going to win. I don't necessarily want them to, but I think they're
going to win. I'm glad you can separate that out. It's not looking good for the Packers because I like Aaron Rodgers. I like a lot of things about how the Packers organization
works. I do,
but he's
going through
what... They're not doing so hot.
No.
Well, not just... It's like any quarterback that gets a really famous girlfriend, like, at least some of his time is dedicated to, like, really going through some hoops for said famous girlfriend. Like Romo with, what's-her-shits? Sun-kissed tuna girl?
Jessica Simpson?
There you go.
Spears?
When he was dating her, he was horrible, and everyone's like, stop sticking it in that! Just settle for some dumb Miss Texas who won't ask anything of you. And now Rodgers is like filming these videos with his beard, Olivia Munn. And it's like, you know. Oh, I don't know.
Maybe true love is more important than a game. I don't know.
I mean, he'll have time for true
love. Sue me, Howard.
Like 40,
you can do that.
40 and onward. Like, is it true love? Or does she just
like
a quarterback?
I hope so. I've actually told my friends, I'm not super into celebrity sex tapes, but that is the only one I would ever be interested in watching.
I would be beyond grossed out by that.
No,
no way do I want to see Aaron Rodgers' dick.
Why not?
What NFL player's dick would you most want to see?
That's a great
question. Well, if I had a time machine, I'd say Art Monk. But
okay, current.
Current.
I like the Hall of Fame reference.
Of course. The fucking 81 for life, man. current NFLers piece. I'll look at J.J. Watt's piece.
I knew you would say that. Yeah. Why has it got to be a white guy? What is your problem?
Fine. You know what? If we had to go black, I'll go Cam Newton. I like a nice smile.
A nice smiling package.
Yeah. Just contorted. Smiling like it's a jockey's ad, except no pants.
So I'll give a white guy and a black guy as well.
Sure.
I want to see Alex Smith's.
That's
and I also want to see Teddy Bridgewater's dick. Because they both have been called.
Small hands would make it look so big.
They've both been like complained for because of their small hands at quarterback, and I'm just like, I just want to know. I'm like, does that really translate to a small penis? I just want to see if that's true at the NFL level too.
But maybe it'd trick you because even their average dick in their tiny hands would look big. So I'm demand a tape measure. How about you, Butters?
I'm going to promote some Latino representation here and say Mark Sanchez.
Okay, Mark Sanchez's dick. So now
I'm
you
a
have,
fan of Mark.
Would you just look at it?
Marky Mark. Oh, no. Given the chance, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
So now you have to pick Latin, black, and white dick. Joke's on you.
That's great. So I've
you
got one down.
Neapolitan cock.
And then can Aaron and Olivia's sex tape be separate from this scenario? Because that's just the whole package of both of them banging.
Okay.
I would give you credit for the white guy on that one, honestly.
Yeah, you get white guy credit.
Oh, can I choose one more? Because I would also say J.J. Watt. I love J.J. I think he's hilarious in that Papa John's commercial.
I think he's like when Katy Perry tries to be funny, and you're just like, just shut up and be a tragedy.
He's lifting a slice of pizza that doesn't weigh anything, and he's super strong, but he's pretending like it's really heavy.
I don't even think I've seen that.
Oh, it's a great time. And then a black person's penis.
Isolate that.
Think of the lightest skinned, whitest looking black guy in the NFL you can.
No, who's Timmy the Beckham Jr., the guy on the Giants who had that crazy end zone?
Oh, you want to see if his pubes match his stupid hair?
Sure.
Okay.
Or just, you know, game recognized game.
You.
Oh, wow.
So I want to recognize his penis.
There was a girl whose Tinder profile was like, it's just some blonde chick hugging him. And the caption was, I fucked Odell Beckham Jr. Get on my level, cunt.
Wow.
That's a real story.
You know what? She earned it.
You can Google the phrase, get on my level, cunts. See, I'll never really get bragging about that.
The internet's awesome.
As long as you're attractive, I would assume any athlete and really any guy would fuck you. I will never... You can say what you want about women's sexual equality, blah, 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 and that's fine and good. But when a very, very attractive woman is like, this guy fucked me. It's like, no fucking shit.
Well, if it's a famous person, you got to be right place, right time, and then also the one person in the swarm of hot biddies attempting to seduce the guy who wins.
But I mean, like, you don't see a cake like, this fat person ate me in his underwear. Like, no, that shit's going to happen.
Thank you so much for that comparison.
And that's all it is. Like, you know, gazelle isn't like, this wolf ate me. No fucking shit. That's what it does. Do wolves eat gazelles? I might have mixed up my continents.
You know what
I'm going for.
But it's got to be the
I'll
one
never
gazelle
understand that.
Out of the whole herd.
This girl's just a stunner.
Bounding across
and
the savannah.
Like, I got fucked by this guy. Yeah, no kidding, hon. Your parents are proud, by the way.
I say, get it. Get yours.
Because game get game. Is that what you said?
Game recognize game.
There you go. Well, let's play the outro music and then we can just head home. I don't think we need to do what Papa's after this. I'm a tired boy. I got worn out after doing
one
episode.
I'll save my New Year's stories for next week.
After getting... Oh, we can do a little of that.
That's okay. It's a good one. It deserves a good showcase.
It'll age like a fine chez.
Oh, hopefully. Maybe I need to write it down to remember all the key aspects.
Please do that. All right. This was Papa's Football Podcast. I'm John Papa Giorgio. Show's website, pfpod.com. My Twitter handle, at Papa's Basement. You can find facebook.com/Papa's Basement. It's where I will be sharing this and where I do all of my whatever the fuck it is I do that earns me zero online traction. You guys go.
Oh, I'm Howard. I've been working on a Twitter handle.
There you go. One of these days.
It'll great plug.
Knock your dicks in the dirt when
solid
you're finally done.
Plug in the dam in one of those Norwegian countries. I'm Butters/Kelsey/Buttersworth/Butterworth/@isButterworthit on Twitter. How much is Butterworth on Tumblr? And I hate myself for loving you.
I like that. All right, we'll go out on that. Maybe I should have actually gone out on that.
Instead of talking about it.
Do it again.
I like a good meta situation.
Do it again.
I hate myself for loving you.